You're tuned to Classic Hits 4CA. I have Dr. Carolyn McLeod, Medical Director of Ocean Health Clinic, sponsor of Sarah Spot, in the studio with me. And we've got an interesting topic we're talking about today, something about the joys of aging, seborrheic keratosis, or the barnacles or warts on the skin.
Seborrheic keratosis, and shouldn't be confused with dermatitis. It's completely different growths on your skin. Sometimes people get told they're called barnacles or they're called senile warts because they do occur as you get older.
Okay.
And they can be very ugly. They can actually look worse than a cancer, early cancer, and they don't have to be there.
Okay.
So I think that people realize, they have to realize that the same things that we go to detect cancer occur with seborrheic keratosis. They tend to be new. A lot of times they're changing. They're isolated. Sometimes you just see them on the scalp, or you can see them in clusters, and they have symptoms. They can bleed, and they can have itching. And if there's any question, a doctor will take off the seborrheic keratosis to make sure that it is just a seborrheic keratosis, that there isn't another cancer mixed into it, like a melanoma or a squamous cell or in the tumor.
Are they hereditary as well?
Yes, about half of the cases are what they call autosomal dominant inheritance. That means 50% on average of your children will have seborrheic keratosis if you have seborrheic keratosis. But not all of it is genetic, but it is a mutation, and sun tends to initiate the mutation. And when you get these mutations, that's why you see it so commonly in Australia. So if you protect yourself against the sun, you will decrease the ones, just like you're decreasing squamous cell and basal cell carcinoma. If you increase your sunscreen and protection of the sun, you'll prevent seborrheic keratosis, quite a few of them.
Are they actually a form of wart as well? Like, can they spread like warts?
No, they don't. They're not contagious at all. Okay.
Right.
They're strictly a genetic thing. And what happens is that it's just the top part of the skin. They call the epidermal cells, or those dry scales, scaly things that you see.
Yeah.
They just start proliferating. They start growing and growing and growing. And it will actually start as a flat, many times as a flat lesion, pink or brown, and then it'll just keep growing. And a lot of times people have gotten them off before they get bigger.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure they get checked and that you're absolutely sure it's a seborrheic keratosis if you're going to ignore it. There's some new chemicals that will that are actually totally ecologically safe, like Clarista, that will actually digest the epidermal cells and get rid of that. But the problem is you have to keep using it because they're going to keep coming.
Yes.
But it's kind of nice to get rid of them. And there's going to be some new treatments coming on, biologic treatments coming down the pike, to actually block an enzyme that causes the proliferation of these epidermal cells. So that's really cool, I think.
Yeah, okay. So I guess the best thing is to come and get checked and see if any kind of warty things on the skin are potentially seborrheic keratosis or a skin cancer,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, because you're at a higher risk. You already know that you've got some mutations in your skin.
Ah,
you're older.
Right.
So the person that has seborrheic keratosis is more likely to have skin cancer in that age group. And it's important, as a skin doctor, you have to go look at everything to make sure you don't miss a skin cancer. Because if people are covered with them, it's very hard, and they don't know whether something's new or not. And that's one other point I wanted to make. If you have seborrheic keratosis, all these things come up really quickly, all
yes,
at once. That can be a sign of internal malignancy. It's not that common, but you need to be checked for it.
There we go. So good thing to do, go and get checked. I've been talking with Dr. Carolyn McLeod today, and our topic's been seborrheic keratosis. You're tuned to Classic Hits 4CA.